Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the Lord, there is great hope for those who are in Christ, those that love Him, those that know the Lord. Great hope. And it's important for everybody to know what is possible in Jesus. Everybody needs to know the Lord. And those of us who are strong, we should really be helping those that are weak. And that doesn't mean that we're better than those that we help. But when people are in a weakened condition, their abilities are limited only by because they haven't entered into things that made them strong. Or they didn't know how to manage what made them strong. And the devil tries hard to divide people from those who can help them become strong. If you're strong and then you're helping people that need help, that are weaker than you, the enemy wants to divide them from you. If you're being blessed by somebody that's stronger, the enemy wants to destroy that relationship too. Even good friends that give you good advice, godly advice, and parents that give their children good advice, godly advice. Satan wants to separate you. He wants to cause a strife, fire, a rift between anybody that can help you and also between you and anybody you can possibly help. So, friendships must be restored. Godly friendships must be protected. Godly relationship must be protected. If you have a pastor that loves the Lord, you must pray for him or her. You know, the pastor and his wife, you must pray for them. Anybody that's in ministry that's a blessing to you, you need to be praying for them. If they're on TV and they continually bless you, you know, that's a lifeline for you. They're helping you understand the things of God. So that even though they don't know you personally, you must protect that relationship. When you become a partner with those that are in ministry, you know, God, when you're a partner with them, God can bless you for being a partner. And ministers need good partners. But they also need praying believers to believe for their protection, because Satan wants to stop everything of God. And it's very important for all the older anointed men and women of God. They are very important, even vital to the body of Christ. And, you know, we need to be praying for their longevity. Some people will, you can't do these things with a satanic mindset. If you look at where that person's rich, I'll never be that rich. And why should I send them money and they're rich? That's the wrong attitude. I'm gonna tell you something. I pay for radio time, and I'm just I pray for one radio broadcast, and it is not easy. But when you're on TV every day, all day, you're paying millions of dollars for airtime, and everybody who partakes in the laborers who are reaping the harvest, it doesn't matter how wealthy they are or how unwealthy they are. They need your prayers primarily, and they need your financial support as well. And the Lord's he's watching, just like he was watching to see what the widow woman would put into the offering. She put all she had in the offering. She gave the highest percent. Two mites, that's all she had. Nobody gave a greater percent than she did. So she gave the last of what she has, what she gave. And the Lord watches to see everything we do is recorded. So when you have partners and you pray for people, you may not have the financial means to give like you desire to, or sometimes even at all. But I promise you this, when you pray for the ministers, the men and women of God that are reaping the harvest, and you protect them from where you are. You know, see, the Paul said the weapons of our warfare are mighty. We can pull down strongholds. The American arsenal, together with the Russian arsenal and the Chinese arsenal, I'm talking about their military power and their super nuclear weapons and their super planes and things that we've never seen that they've got, is no match for. They can't be used to stop principalities and power, spiritual wickedness in high places. They can't do it. Those our nuclear weapons mean nothing. Can't hurt the spirit world. That see, the enemy sends principalities and powers over all the nations to hinder them. That's what you're fighting. When you're praying for the men and women of God, you know, the enemy is trying to attack and harass and aggravate us as much as possible. So the strongest ministers stand on the word and they fight spiritually. Well, your spiritual weapons listed in Ephesians 6 is stronger than all the world's weapons, natural weapons combined. So they can destroy nations. They can make the earth uninhabitable. But see, you can stop the war before it happens. You can stop the principalities and powers that's behind it. And the Lord taught me men are not that much trouble when you remove the enemy. And the church needs to be raising up a standard. We need to be rebuking the works of Russia against Ukraine and all the nations against Israel and all the nations that's trying to start a war to introduce the Antichrist. See, we need to be taking authority. Jesus said, "He who now letteth will let." The weapons of our warfare are mighty, and we can pull down the strongholds against every nation. Also, we can pull down the strongholds against our people. People that walk in love. People that want to help others. When you see their needs, start praying that God will move in their life. When you see enemy attacks, you need to rebuke that enemy. Anything you see that the enemy is doing, if the Lord makes it known to you, then rebuke it and stop it and destroy it and pull down the strongholds that's behind it. That's our duty. And every generation is being groomed by the enemy to be easy prey, hard-hearted. Satan is trying to harden the heart of anybody that'll give him their attention. And it's time now for the people of God to rise up and do what they're supposed to do. He uses tactics. He tempts you with what he does. He tempts you with the love of the world. It always causes you to be the enemy of God. And John spelled it out for us. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. Jesus said it also. Friendship with the world, enmity with God. It's important to know these things. Sin is not an accident. It's an attack. Sin is always hostile. It's never friendly. And they that love the world do what the world suggests. And it's important not to do those things. It's important to follow Jesus, the one who got us out of trouble and into life. And we need to be doing the things of God. Everything that's of the Father, the Holy Spirit will show it to us so that we can go forward. And it's important to do everything according to the Lord. Jesus said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done to you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples." You know, it's very important. As the Father has loved you, so have I loved. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Just like the Father loved Jesus, Jesus loves us. So have I loved you. You continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. See, Jesus is our pattern. He's our example.
He's the one that we follow. He said, "These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." See, our joy can be full. This is John 15. I just read 7 all the way through verse 11. But 12 says, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Then he said this, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. From this point on, henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known to you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go forth, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, that whosoever shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. So if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also." These are all promises. These are all facts that Jesus just spoke. He spoke to his people, to his disciples. "But all things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me." See, the Lord has everything under control. If you follow him, if you follow his ways, he will guide you in all truth. He will bless you. He will show you what to do. See, everything that the Lord is doing works. And you're not alone. In verse 26 says, "But when the Comforter has come, whom I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye shall bear witness, and ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning." So those that are of God, they know him, and they can do all things through him. We can do everything through Christ. Verse 4 in the same chapter says, "Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me." If we abide in Jesus, we outclass the world all the time. And the world can't outclass us. It's just like light can't comprehend darkness, or light can't overcome darkness. Darkness can't overcome light. Light always triumphs over darkness. And so when we abide in Jesus and he abides in us, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Darkness can never comprehend light. Darkness can never triumph over light. Light always, 100% of the times, triumphs over darkness. So it's just like the living ways of God, they outclass the worldly way. The world system is a dead system, and it kills. That's all it does. The world system can't, you know, it's not of God. The world system is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. But we don't have to. We do things God's way. And we do things according to his word. And he gave us everything we need to defeat the enemy. And listen to Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, out of space. Wherefore,
take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. Having done all to stand, stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And this is above all. When you receive the word of God in your heart, you have the shield of faith. And he said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Then he said this, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. See, by through salvation, you're in right standing with God. God backs you. He's with you. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for the saints. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to speak known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. But that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Tychius, a beloved brother and faithful minister of the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent to you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brother and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ sincerely, in sincerity. Amen. Now, Paul wrote this from jail somewhere. So the principalities and powers that wanted him to be in jail couldn't stop him from operating according to the move of God. So remember, when he went to Jerusalem, he went to jail. The prophet told him, he'd go to jail. But he ended up getting out of jail. He ended up going, appealing to Caesar, going to Rome, doing great work there. But see, he wrote a lot of these letters that we enjoy from jail, because the gospel couldn't be stopped. Was it under attack? Yes. The enemy tried to attack it, but he couldn't stop it. The weapons of our warfare are mighty. We can pull down the strongholds. Now, I read something yesterday that the Lord gave me yesterday. Yesterday's broadcast was called Choices. Today is March 22nd, 2022. It's a Tuesday. On Monday, March 21st, 2022, the Lord gave me this. I was considering how people can do terrible things, wickedness. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, all who love the world system have one thing in common. I said, and that's all he said at first. I said, Lord, I tried to figure it out, because I was waiting on him to finish. I said, Lord, I'm not messing this up. I want you to tell me what it is. He said, all who love the world system have one thing in common. They share, now watch this, they share an unconditional enmity with God. I'm going to read that again. All who love the world system have one thing in common. They share an unconditional enmity with God. No matter how hard they attempt to hide it, it is there. It's there. Only people who believe God love God. Only people who seek the Lord through Jesus Christ with faith know God. All who love the world have enmity against God, and they will not enter in the glories of God, of the Lord, nor can they value it. Now, that's two problems. That's just terrible. He said, all who love the world have enmity against God, and they will not enter in, they will not of their own free will enter into the glories of the Lord, nor can they value it. They will never yield. They are opposite. They are fallen. They remain fallen, saith the Lord. He said, they are not subject to me, nor can they be. Now that's just terrible. That's bad news. Only those who love and come to truth will receive salvation. All others will reject it, according to the parable of the sower. Now, when you consider the world itself,
and all the people that are out there going to and fro in the earth, doing whatever they want to do all day long with the rest, with all of their lives. They just do whatever they want to do, good or bad or indifferent. They do it. And they don't get saved knowing that they're going to die. Most people on earth have heard about heaven and hell. Some consider it a myth. Some consider it as truth. But nevertheless, the wicked will do wickedly and they will not understand. So because they love the world, it always causes them to share an unconditional enmity against God. So that's a terrible problem. They can't even value the things of God. And then they're not subject to God, nor can they be. Now that's just terrible. They can't just say, well, Lord, lead me. They can't do that. They're going to always do it that way. They'll never yield to the Lord. They cannot do it because they love the world. And he said, they are not subject to me, nor can they be. Only those who love and come to the truth will receive salvation. All others will reject it. Of their own free will, they will reject it, according to the parable of the sower. Now, the parable of the sower, Jesus showed us that there are four types of hearts. The wayside heart, the seed sown among stones, the stony ground. Then the seeds are sown among the thorns. And everything that was planted on the wayside, where people walk all the time, that's hard ground. Well, the birds of the air can see the seeds. They come and pick it up. Now, I lived near Zion City, and I grew up over there by the airport, between Airport Hill and Zion City. Zion City was on the other side of our neighborhood going towards East Lake Park in Birmingham. Now there was a road near Zion City called, now I forgot the name of the road itself, but we nicknamed it Suicide, because it went down at a hard, it was very steep the way it was. And we would ride our bicycles down there. It was very narrow, very rough. I don't know how they built a house on Suicide Hill. Well, the airport came and tore that area of the neighborhood down. And I have a picture somewhere where they took the asphalt off the road. And it was just hard ground. Well, guess what? It stayed bare for about a year. Several months or maybe a year before grass started to grow on it, because it had been packed down so long when they took the asphalt up and tore the houses down to make a field so the airplanes can land, come in a little bit lower, because they built the airport in a place that's surrounded by mountains. If you, anybody that land in the Birmingham airport, they know they're landing in a bowl. And there's mountains all around. That's one of the worst places to put an airport, but they did it anyway. They should have put it in Ainslie somewhere or somewhere flat, but they put it right there. Nevertheless, they did it, and when they tore down Airport Hill so the planes could come in a little lower. Now, but that's like wayside ground. It was hard ground. It stayed dirt for a very long time before grass took it over. Well, so when people harden their heart, they don't receive the love of the word. They don't receive the word because they love the word. Their heart is too hard. See, the sown on stony ground, they receive the word. It grow up real quick, but the plant has no roots. So if the word don't have roots in you, when you're challenged by the enemy, you fold, you cry, you complain, and you complain yourself right out of the kingdom of God. You stop doing everything that made you strong, and you talk about people that's tried to help you, and you go back to nothing. And, you know, without the word of God, you go back to square one. You know, you fall below the zero line. You know, when salvation, Jesus brought us back to a state of perfection. And I call that the zero line. Well, Adam was able to build his life from where he was. He was in a perfect state. He had to grow from glory to glory. Well, Christ has to be formed in us. And in other words, the Word has to grow roots in us. Now, I asked the Lord, what does it mean to be born of God? Sometimes people confuse being born of God, which John talked about in chapter 3 and 4, being born of God. He talked about that in 1 John chapter 3 and 4. Being born of God, don't confuse it with being born again. When you're born again, you're at the zero line, like Adam. Adam should have been communing with the Lord, making himself strong in the Lord. Then when the enemy came with his lies, he would have been able to defeat him. So unless we abide in the Lord and the Lord abide in us, we can't bear fruit. So how can the next generation bear fruit if this generation don't? You know, people like the Lord will help anybody that want to know him. And he'll do miracles when he has to get people out of the misery of the world when they want to be free from it. But when you have a good teacher, you know what to watch out for. And when Christ is formed in you, you're born of God. And when people are born of God, they cannot sin. And the Word meant exactly what it said. Most people say we won't practice sin. I understand that concept, but that's not the way it is. If you when you're dealing with being born again, yes, okay. When you're born again, you're not gonna. Your heart wants to do right. Your mind is confused about what to do sometimes. Sometimes you're too weak. It's just like a toddler. Somebody might say, well, you know, this toddler, it may not ever fall. Now that's statistically, no, the toddler's gonna fall statistically. Now, if in this world, I've seen a lot of strange things, and that just might be a toddler that just never fell down, but that's hard to believe. Statistically, every toddler is going to eventually fall trying to walk. Everybody that's born again, that's not used to the things of God, don't know the wiles of the devil, don't know what to watch out for, statistically, they'll make mistakes. Because Jesus is our high priest for that reason. But when you do what Jesus said and learn of him, take his yoke on you and you learn of him, and then Christ is formed in you, you receive the Word of God, you left the zero line and you start growing from glory to glory. You start receiving his knowledge and entering into new glories from glory to glory. Just like 2 Corinthians 3 and 18 talks about. So when Christ is formed in you, then you know what to watch out for. The enemy can't get one over on you so easy as he did when you were born again. See, being born of God is very important. And you can't be born of God with Satan's mindset. So that means that you have to receive the Word of God and reject the world for what it is. Never let the world have a chance to make you the enemy of God. See, you don't want to end up like the people in Jeremiah chapter 6. They became apostate. They had to be driven out of their land. If you study Jeremiah 6, you don't want that to happen to you or your generation or you and your loved ones or you and the people in your house. You want everybody to grow from glory to glory like they're supposed to. See, the life of God is beautiful. You want your wife on board. You want your children on board. If you're a woman, you want your husband on board. Then you want your parents on board, of course. Your siblings, all of your friends, and everybody who will give you attention. You want them on board too. And everybody in the world. Ultimately, you want everybody saved. I wish everybody rejected the devil and love God, because it breaks God's heart every time a man go to hell. And when I went to hell, I saw people falling in like rain. But I focused on two people. In my peripheral, people were falling in there like rain. You know, so people don't need to go to hell. Now let's look at John chapter 3, since I brought it up.
He said, let me see. Here it is. St. John, 1 John, 1 John 3. He said, behold, that, look how he starts off. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not, because of what I just read too. What God gave me yesterday. Verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we will see him as he is. That's going to be a glorious day. Verse 3. And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Now watch this. Whosoever abideth in him sins not. See, there it is again. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Unless you abide in me, you can do nothing. But if you abide in him, you can bear fruit. Whosoever sinneth not, or whosoever sinneth, hath not seen him, neither known him. You have to reject sin. Not just repent from it, but reject it. So that it can never be a way of life. Now watch this. He said, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Now watch this. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sins from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now watch this. Verse 9. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. That's what I'm talking about. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither doeth he that loveth not his brother. Don't forget these things. I'm out of time.